head coach Hugh Jackson addressed the media today providing injury updates, but there was not a lot of news. What we can tell you is that Cody Kessler, the Browns quarterback, is in the concussion protocol. As for Joe Hayden, head coach Hugh Jackson said he is hopeful that Hayden will be able to play this weekend and does expect to have his star cornerback back. As for Josh McCown and Corey Coleman, they will both be evaluated and their practice status will be determined on Wednesday. Obviously, McCown could come back and start this week if Kessler is out, and the Browns offense certainly could use Corey Coleman, who had over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns in the last game he played back in week 2 against the Baltimore Ravens. The biggest piece of news, though, coming out of Monday's presser was this. Head coach Hugh Jackson said, and I quote, "We will not trade Joe Thomas." Very emphatic that the Browns will keep the future Hall of Famer at left tackle. For all the latest on your Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Here we go, Brownies! Here we go!
Okay, well, yesterday was no fun. You know, obviously, I was disappointed, but because I know we can play better. And again, but at the same time, I know we're going to get better. And we're going to continue to work at getting better. And I get disappointed, you know, for our players, for the franchise, for all involved, our fans, everybody, because I want everybody to experience winning, because that's what we came here to do, and that's what we want to get accomplished. But obviously we haven't done that yet, and, you know, I think everybody knows that. So we have some work to do, but by no means are we going to stop working at this thing. We're going to continue to work our tails off to get better fundamentally, to play better football as we move forward. And we get it. You know, again, we've dug this hole for ourselves. We have nobody to blame but us, you know, starting with me. And we know we got some things to fix. But at the same time, you know, being disappointed is different than being, you know, about to jump over the fence. You know, I say it all the time, but I'm not discouraged. I'm more determined than ever and going to stay that way to get this football team where it needs to be. That's my job. That's our coaching staff's job. Our players' job is to keep getting better fundamentally and become a better and more intelligent football team and to play winning football. And that's what we're going to set out to do. As far as injuries are concerned, there's not a lot of clarity right now, you know, on the injury front. But we'll work through that as the week goes. I mean, I'm sure you guys will have questions about specific guys, and I'll give you the information that I have to the best of my ability. But right now, I don't have a lot of clarity that way on several guys. So I'll let you guys kind of fire away.
How about Cody? Do you know anything?
Well, Cody's in the concussion protocol. I think we know that's where it is. And until he's taken out of that, will there be any changes?
Josh?
Again, we'll know a little bit more as we move through this week exactly where he is. But hopefully we'll, you know, see where he is by Wednesday. He's been practicing. I think you guys all know that. But, again, I think there's some things we need to still take a look at to make sure he's ready to go.
Was there any setback with him? I mean, you saw him on the field. He's been on the field for 2 weeks now. Did you expect him to be ready to play earlier than that?
No, I did not. I mean, I knew he'd be able to throw and move around but not play. You know, so that's just kind of where we are.
What did you plan for Wednesday? Who will be your first team quarterback in practice?
We'll find out. Today's Monday, you know. Tuesday's tomorrow. Wednesday's a day and a half away, so we'll figure that out as we go.
I think we're up to number 7. Is that who?
Well, I don't know.
It's been a tough year, but
hey, it has been. You never know, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
How concerning is that, especially considering coming off of the lung issue, and then when you look at big picture, are you considering maybe just shutting him down for another period of time?
No, I think Cam's feeling better, but again, you know, like you said, we just got to get some more clarity on exactly what that is and where he is, and he's definitely one of the ones, like I said, I don't have a lot of answers that way yet, but when we know, you guys will be the first to know.